So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Isser mentioned in the Mishnah, Hasach es HaShemen HaMishcha, one who smeared himself or others with the genuine Shemen HaMishcha. For his bemezid, his chayev karas, for his beshegah, his chayev chatas. The Braisa states, Tan Rabban Hasach b'Shemen HaMishcha lebehemo bekelim ulemesim pater. One who smears the Shemen HaMishcha on animals, utensils, or on a dead person is not liable because the Pasuk states, Al besar adam leyisach, and behemo bekelim ulemesim are not called adam. And Levdi Kachavim Pater, one who smears the Shemen HaMishcha on Goyim is not liable, either because the Braisa follows the opinion that Atam Kurim Adam Ve'eino Evdi Kachavim Kurim Adam, the term Adam refers exclusively to Yidin and not to Goyim, or because the Pasuk of Lo Yisach, one may not smear others, has two letters Yud, and one Yud is moved forward to form the word Lo Yasach, one shall not be smeared by others, and this teaches, Kol She'yeshnoi Besach, Yeshno Bebal Yisach, V'chol She'eino Besach, Eino Bebal Yisach. Only for Yidin who are prohibited to smear others, there is a prohibition for them to be smeared with the Shemen HaMishcha. But for Goyim who are not prohibited to smear others, there is no prohibition for them to be smeared with the Shemen HaMishcha. And the Braisa proceeds with the Machlekes regarding LeMalachim ulekahanim. If one smeared a king or a Kohen Gadol, Rav Meir Mechayev, Rav Yehuda Poter. Rav Meir holds he's liable, while Rav Yehuda holds he's not liable, as the Gemara explains. Rav Meir holds the Pasuk states, V'asha Yitim Memenu Alzar. And once the Melech B'Kayim were anointed, they're now considered Zarim, strangers to the Shemen HaMishcha, because they presently do not need to be anointed. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, Be'inan Ad Ikka Zar Mit Chalas Vat Seifa. One is liable only for smearing someone who is always a Zar, while the Melech B'Kayim were not always Zarim, strangers to the Shemen HaMishcha, because they needed to be anointed to become the Melech B'Kayim. Therefore, one who anoints them now, when they are already the Melech B'Kayim, even though it's not needed, is not liable. And there is a second machlokes regarding kama yasach hadit v'yehechayiv. What is the amount of Shemen HaMishcha one needs to smear to become liable? Rav Meir holds kalshu, one is liable for even a minimal amount, because the pasuk first states al besar adam leyisach, and then states v'ashayit nemenu alzar mas sicha kalshu af nesina kalshu. Just like the word sicha means a kalshu, so too in this pasuk the word nesina means kalshu. Rav Yehuda holds kezayis. One is liable only for an amount the size of an olive, because we derive the word nesina here from the word nesina in the pasuk of truma. V'ish kiyichol kodesh b'shkaga, v'nosan l'koyin es ha-kodesh. Man nesina de'alma kezayis, av nesina de'al zar kezayis. Just as in the pasuk of truma, the word nesina is a kezayis, because achila means a kezayis, so too in the pasuk of the isra sicha, the word nesina means a kezayis. All agree, however, sicha lemimshach malachim v'kahanim kalshu. The anointing of the king and the kohen gadol is accomplished with a kalshu. The Gemara now resumes explaining the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Al elu chayavin al zedoyne karas v'ashagugas echatas v'aloi hoydish lem ashim toli. For the 34 mitzvahs, Leisa say that the Mishnah enumerated, if one transgressed intentionally, he's chayav karas, and if he transgressed inadvertently, he's chayav chatas. And if he's not sure whether he transgressed, he brings a karban ashim toli. Chutz min hametame mikdashu kadashav, in maybe ashim toli b'nei shu ba'oil b'yarit. Except for a tame person who entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate from a carbon, he's not liable for an ashim toli, because an ashim toli is brought only for an avera, for which a yachid brings a chatzis behemah regardless of his financial status. But an ashim toli is not brought for tumas mikdashu kadashav, for which a yachid brings a carbon oil b'yarit. A person who can afford it brings a chatzis behemah, an animal. A poor person brings a chatzis of a bird. An extremely poor person brings a minchas chayte, a flower. And the Gemara asks, "V'nisni nami chutz mimisha ava lav yamikipurim ein maybe ashim tali." The Mishnah should also mention that if someone committed a suffik avera and then Yom Kippur passed, he's not liable for an ashim tali because Yom Kippur alone atones for a suffik avera. The Gemara offers two answers. Rish Lakish says, "Ki ketani hecha di isa lachatzis v'rachmana patre." However, ava lav yamikipurim less lachatzis to kokaperle. The Mishnah only mentioned Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, whose sin is still existent, and he's nevertheless absolved from Ashram Tali. But in Avol Yom Kippurim, the sin is no longer existent because Yom Kippur already accomplished atonement. Therefore, it's obvious that he does not bring an Ashram Tali. Rabbi Yechidin says, the Mishnah is a case of Bimavait, one who did not do tshuva on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who holds Yom Kippur Einam Chapar Al She'einam Shavim. Yom Kippur does not atone for those who do not do tshuva, because the Pasuk states, Ach Ba'as La'chedesh HaShvi Yom Kippurim Hu, Ach Chilik. The exclusive word Ach teaches Yom Kippur L'Shavim B'loy L'She'einam Shavim. Rebbe, however, disagrees and holds kol aver shebatari bein asa tshuva bein lo yasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper. For the majority of averus, yom kippur atones even if one did not do tshuva. However, there are three exceptions: chosmi parik oil, umegal upon batayra, umefer bris basa. Shemasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper veimlav ein yom kippur mechaper. For severe averus, such as one who rebels against the Torah, or one who openly disparages those who learn Torah, or one who does not perform circumcision, yom kippur accomplishes kapara only if he did tshuva, but not if he did not do tshuva. However, Moedi Rebbe Baveris de Yom Kippurim Gufei de Le Mechaper. Rebbe agrees that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for one who violated the specific Yisurim of Yom Kippur, such as eating or working. The Gemara proceeds with the last clause in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, in which we have the following machlokes. The Tana Kama, which the Gemara identifies as Rebbe Akiva, lists Megadav as one of the Chiyuv Krisis, and he's also Chayev Chatas. However, the Chacham hold the Megadav is Patur Mechatas. And the Gemara explains that both Rebbe Akiva and Chacham agree that Megadav Hayne Mevarchas Hashem. The Pasuk of Megadav refers to one who blasphemes the name of Hashem. And the machlokes is as follows. Rebbe Akiva holds Chayev Chatas even though Megadav less b'maisa because Hoyel b'nem b'karis b'makum karban. The karis of Megadav is written in the parsha of Karban Chatas. While the Chacham hold Patur Mechatas because the pasuk of Karban Chatas states Taira achas yilchem lo'isa b'shkaga. Yet the Megadav shein lo'isa maisa. This excludes Mevarchas Hashem that does not involve an action. However, the Gemara cites a brayse in which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says Megadav hayna over avodah zarah. The pasuk of Megadav refers to one who worships avodah zarah, and he's certainly Chayev Chatas because is b'maisa. The next Mishnah proceeds to discuss the karban chatas of a yeledes, a woman who gave birth or miscarried. Suck the Mishnah. Yesh mevias karban menechel, v'yesh mevias karban ve'ena nechel, v'yesh ein mevias. Some bring a chatas vade that is eaten, some bring a chatas suffik that is not eaten, and then there are some who do not bring a karban chatas at all. And the Mishnah elaborates. Eil mevias karban menechel. Remeir holds hamapelis kamin behema chayev oif. Woman who aborted a fetus in the form of an animal or bird brings a chatas vade. While the chacham hold atshehei boy mitzuras adam. She does not bring a chatas unless the fetus was in human form. Hamapela sandal or shilya or shvir merukam vayitzim mechutach. A woman who aborted a sandal, a featureless piece of flesh, or shilya in afterbirth or shvir merukam, may develop embryo or hayitzim mechutach. The fetus came out in segments. Bechein shivcha shepila. A Jewish maidservant who miscarried may via carbon benachal. They bring a chatas vaday and it is eaten. Veil mevias ve'ena nechalas. Following bring a chatas oif haba ala safi that is not eaten. Hamapelas ve'en yedeh mahipila. A woman who miscarried but does not know its form. B'shtei nashim shepilu, achas memin pata v'achas memin chayva. If two women miscarried and the two fetuses were mixed up, one was chayv and the other was pata. Rabbi Yitzchak says it depends. Eimasai b'zman shaholchu zel mizach v'zel mayriv mevias ve'en nechalas. If the two women traveled in opposite directions and bring their karbanas separately, each one brings a chatas safi. If the two women are together, they bring a joint chatas vaday that is eaten. Elu shein mevias. The following do not bring any chatas at all. Hamapeles shvir moli mayim moli dam moli geninim. A woman who miscarried an embryo full of water, blood, or multicolored matter. Hamapeles kimin dug mechagavim mishkatzim v'remasim. A woman who miscarried an embryo in the form of fish, locusts, vermin, and insects. Hamapeles yamar bam. A woman who miscarried on the 40th day from conception. And there is a machlekes regarding Yitz Adayfin, the woman who gave birth through a Caesarean cut. The Chacham hold Patur Mikarben, because the pasuk states Ishaki Sazriya Beyaldo, Acha Tailed Mimokam Shemazras. She brings a carbon only if she delivered naturally. While Reb Shimon holds Chayiv Bekarben, because the pasuk states Bimnekei Betailed. The word Tailed is superfluous and comes to include Leida Acheres, Mahi Yitz Adayfin, any type of birth.